Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. We are continuing on Thursdays walking through the book of Galatians, and we're going to pick it up in Galatians 5, 16 through 26. This is probably the most famous passage in Galatians. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for they are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Now first, as a preface, if you've been following along all week, you know that Deb Davis talked about this yesterday. So apologies for stepping on the same verse, but this is just where we happen to be in Galatians. So I'm going to keep rolling. And different people bring different perspectives, even on the same verses. So first, there are many things in this world that can really only be stood in terms of one another. What do I mean? Heat and cold. It's something that would be hard to talk about one without talking about the other. Cold is the absence of heat. In the same way, light and darkness. It's a very common analogy and word picture in Scripture. Darkness is the absence of light. Right? These are things that can only be understood in terms of one another. There's a concept in Chinese philosophy, yin and yang. This idea that in the world there are these equal and opposite forces that can really only be understood in terms of one another. And they contrast one another. They are essential to one another. Obviously, we don't follow Chinese philosophy, but just this idea is out there of things that can only be understood as opposing forces. And here, Paul is setting up this idea of the flesh and the Spirit as being the same kind of thing. They're oil and water, right? They where one is, the other can't be. They're working against each other, as it says here in verse 17. Now, this is coming after a very prolonged discussion about following the law. Paul is arguing that believers are not obligated to follow the law, that we walk by faith, that the law served its purpose, but that purpose is now behind us, and we now walk in relationship with Christ. And so, you know, maybe the counterargument would be, well, then if there's no law, what is to constrain our worst nature? How are we to live a life that honors God? And so he says, after all of this, we walk by the Spirit. He says, you're asking the wrong question. It's not, you know, law or no law. It's neither. It is Spirit. It says here, interesting verse in verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. It says that when we are walking in relationship with God, the law plays nothing into what we are doing. We are keeping in step with God. And when we do that, we will be living the kind of life that God requires. The only problem is, there is a force at war with the work of the Spirit in our lives, and that is our flesh. Important to say at this point that when Scripture talks about flesh, it is not talking about the physical epidermis skin that is on you right now, your body. God created bodies, and one day we will have a heavenly body. Matter is not evil. There are some religions that teach that, but Christianity certainly does not. God created matter, and it is broken because of sin, but one day we will have a heavenly body. When Scripture talks about flesh, it is talking about our sinful nature, our sin nature, our desires to do what feels good in spite of what God says or what anyone else might say. We want to do what we want to do. This is our lusts. This is our passions. Flesh, that force, is opposed to the Spirit, and it is at war with us. And we see here the works of the flesh, it says in verse 19. And it goes through a list of sins that we all struggle with or have struggled with or many people do struggle with. And it says, I warned you before that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, does that say if you sin, then you are not a believer? Certainly not. Again, we interpret Scripture in the context of all of Scripture, and we are justified by faith, as it says earlier in this book. But for those who have never even attempted to, or cared to, or tried to operate not in the flesh, is an indication that we've never surrendered our lives to God. We've never begun walking in the Spirit, right? And then when we're contrasting the works of the flesh, you might expect Paul to say, but the works of the Spirit are. He doesn't say that, does he? He says the fruit, and this word for fruit here is singular, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, these things are probably so familiar to most of us, we don't even hear the individual words, we just rattle off the list. But take a moment, take a pause between each of these words, and say them to yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are the qualities that we want in life. And Paul, through the Holy Spirit, tells us that these are not things that we can manifest in our own lives, but they are the fruit of what? Of living by the Spirit, of keeping in step with the Spirit, as it says in a later verse. How do we live in light of law, no law, circumcision, no circumcision? Do we follow these rules or not? We're asking the wrong question. How do we walk by the Spirit? Because when we are walking by the Spirit, it says here, the flesh can't have its way in our lives. The flesh is powerless. When the Spirit is working through us, these forces are opposed to one another. And when one is operating, the other is out. When we are giving in to our old sinful nature, the Spirit of God, we give Him no room in our lives. But when we are, as Pastor Todd talked about on Sunday, when we allow the Spirit of God to fill us, to move through us, the works of the flesh will not have their way in our lives. How do we do it? Well, I think that could be a very long and complicated answer. In many ways, we're asking, what does the Christian life look like? But we can go to the basics. We can go to the obvious ones that we must, if we're going to allow the Spirit in, we must give Him room to work. We must fill our lives with the Word of God. We must fill our lives with prayer. We must fill our lives with these things that are going to grow the life of God inside of us. Spending time with the family of God. Spending time engaged in ministry. Spending time seeking His face in the things that trouble us and worry us. We want to keep in step with the Spirit. There are practical ways that we can say, I see what's going on here in this list of works of the flesh. Sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry. That's anything we're putting above God. Enmity and jealousy, fits of anger. Again, there's some of these in this list you might be like, well, I don't do that. But there are plenty of others that can grab a hold of us at any moment of the day, because we are still fallen creatures. But the more room we give the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit can grow in our lives. Not by seeking them directly, but by seeking what or who? God. We are seeking a closer walk with the Lord. So Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that these beautiful fruit are available to us and to our lives. So Lord, help us to keep in step with You. Show us ways that in each of our walks, we can do a better job of creating space for You to work, creating space for You to speak into our lives by removing distractions, removing those things that get in the way, that give in to our flesh, and by giving You more of ourselves so that we might see more of the fruit of the Spirit growing in each and every one of us. Do this, we pray, for Your glory and for the good of Your kingdom here on earth and for our good. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.